WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
It's Monday night. You know what that means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop. When you buy all the new skins that they're releasing, including the Ageless. There's a new version of the Ageless.
I saw.
Now available.
There's a new daddy skin.
And he has a guitar.
He does.
It's hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. We're back. It's Monday Night Raw. And oh, this was an interesting show as we begin to build for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we're getting really close to the Royal Rumble. And yes, chat, you look different on screen now. Congratulations. Hello, hi.
You got a makeover.
We got some made-over things. This is the first evolution of what that could look like. I may change it to make it look like Windows XP, but we'll see how that goes. For now, that's how you will look and all the fun things. We also have a new post-show logo. So that happened today as well.
He's been busy.
We're upgrading.
Producing.
We're upgrading the stream as we go day by day, and that's kind of how things go. Monday Night Raw, though, opened with Drew McIntyre coming to ring. He had something to say. He said last week it was all for nothing for him because he needed the WWE World Heavyweight title, yet he didn't get it. He said he cost himself the match by accidentally pulling Seth Rollins' foot onto the ropes while he was pinning him. Not sure how that actually happened, but okay, we'll go with it. McIntyre said others may be right in that he could be responsible for holding himself back. He said if that's the case, he needs to look at his priorities and step away from WWE for a while. He said he felt that way a couple days ago, but then he realized that the better man didn't win. He also pointed out how Damian Priest cashing in, or attempting to cash in, rather, cost him the opportunity as well. McIntyre's wife, Priest, didn't wait until after he won to cash in. McIntyre called Priest an idiot, saying he screwed him and himself about the World Heavyweight title that night. McIntyre then also mentioned how Cody has magical powers, brought Jey Uso to Monday Night Raw, and how everyone's been open arms with the return of CM Punk. He said he could leave for 9 years and get a hero's welcome. This brought out that hero who returned after 10 years, one CM Punk. They're in Piper Country, and Punk said they're known for talking. But is Drew known for talking? Punk said since he's returned, it seems like all that McIntyre has done. He admitted that may seem odd coming from the guy who perhaps talks too much. He said McIntyre could say whatever he has to say right to his face. Punk sat on the turnbuckle and listened to everything that Drew was about to say. He congratulated CM Punk. He said they're going on a month, and yet Punk is still here. Congrats! They said they have a bet with some people in the locker room and about how long he'll actually be around. McIntyre says Punk wants attention and headlines. McIntyre said he knows the real CM Punk because he traveled the roads with him for years. He's like the only guy, one of the only guys left that was here when Punk was running the show. He referred to Punk as a locker room leader when he was backstage. That's what Punk was calling himself. He also mocked the idea of a leader needing to say that he's, well, the leader. McIntyre said there was a time when he needed someone's help because he lost someone close to him and his career was in a tailspin. McIntyre said Punk saw him as a threat and never helped. McIntyre said Punk is straight edge and has no demons, but he is a demon. McIntyre then talked about how he is a succubus, and before declaring that I'm the leader now, kid, then he mocked Punk laying on the ropes like he and did the same thing. Punk said he called himself a lot of things, but he never once called himself a leader. He said if he's not a leader, who did McIntyre watch walk out of the company? Punk said it was him. Punk said McIntyre followed his lead by leaving and then coming back to win the Royal Rumble and win the WWE Championship, and now he'll be following his lead by doing the same thing. Punk said he's not a demon. But when he's pushed, he's Satan himself. Punk said if McIntyre saw the side of him that says a lot about him, Punk said he's a really nice guy until it's time to not be. Punk said, looked at his wrist and said, it's getting to be that time. He said he wasn't back to make friends. He was back to win the Royal Rumble and headline WrestleMania. Drew talked about how the world shut down when he won the championship. He said superstars went home and, well, he assumed CM Punk would have done the exact same, well, thing. McIntyre said he would have won the Royal Rumble and headlined WrestleMania, but this time it won't be for the people, it'll be for himself. Punk said that McIntyre was getting everything was getting a little spicy here, so he would lead by example by walking away before he knocked his teeth down his throat. Punk said the only person who can stop him from accomplishing his goals is himself, and he's gotten out of his way a long time ago. Okay, sure. Punk said McIntyre, Rollins, and Cody can't stop him. Punk said that because he's a nice guy, he's going to eliminate McIntyre from the Royal Rumble last. That was a good promo battle between the two. Got some real personal stuff on the docket there.
Yeah, there was some airing of grievances. We had a late Festivus celebration.
We did.
We had some trash talk. We had some back and forth. I like that there was the sort of like, because the meme, or I guess the shot that Punk took, where it's win the Royal Rumble, go to WrestleMania, win the title.
Yep.
I like that that got worked in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I thought this was really good. This is a nice way to use both men.
Yep.
And they both look strong. They both look good. I have no complaints about this, so we'll see where it goes.
Congrats to Michigan for winning the national
championship.
Yeah, congrats. Speaking of championships, the women's tag team titles were on the line. Kayden Carter and Katana Chance took on Piper Niven and Chelsea Green in a rematch from a few weeks ago when the KCs ended up winning the titles. Solid match between both teams. Niven hit the Vader Bomb on Chelsea by accident, allowing the KCs to retain their championships. Solid match.
And there was a lot of attention backstage. Everybody was watching backstage to see what was going on. Daddy looked cute.
People were paying attention to see what was actually going to go down between women because the titles are, they want to make the titles meaningful, and also the Royal Rumble is coming up. So everyone has their intention for what they want to do at the Royal Rumble, including one Becky Lynch. She talked about how, you know, she lost to Nia Jax. She didn't end up in the hospital after being punched by Nia Jax this time around. She said that's an improvement over last time when she did go to the hospital and then went on to win the Royal Rumble. So, looks like maybe that could happen for her this time around. She's gotten back up. Royal Rumble's in her sights. So, Becky wants to win the Rumble.
Becky's declaring. Well, I mean, she has declared, but Becky's ready. She wants her baby back. So, I'm here for it. I think everybody's here for it.
Another person who wants to win the Women's Royal Rumble is one Nia Jax. She was in the ring with Michael Cole. She talked about breaking Becky Lynch's face, almost breaking her face again. She said it would be shocking if she broke Cole's face. Nia said she's focused on winning the Royal Rumble and said that neither Rhea Ripley nor Io Sky could stop her. Cue the Women's World Champion, Mommy herself, Rhea Ripley, coming to the ring. She said Nia likes to talk a big game. Ripley said Nia was acting like she has already won the Royal Rumble. Ripley asked Nia if she remembered what happened last year. Oh yeah, I threw you out. She started laughing. Rhea then conceded that Nia is being Becky was an accomplishment, but should be noted, she's not Becky Lynch. She told Nia if she wins the Royal Rumble, she better keep her name out of her mouth. Nia gives Ripley all the credit in the world and said she might be the most dominant champion in the history of the women's division. Nia told Rhea not to forget that she put her on her ass when she came back. Nia said the only reason she's not champion is because Rhea's afraid to face her one-on-one. Nia said when she wins the Royal Rumble, she will choose Rhea Ripley, who will have no choice but to face her. She closed with "See you soon, unstoppable champ." Good stuff.
This was really good. This was a nice back and forth between two very dominant women.
Yes.
And it's Rhea is just on point. Like, Rhea was really very, very good, but this was a great use of both women. And again, we're building. This is what this show was. This was all about building and pushing to the Royal Rumble and setting up Mania and potential contenders for Mania. And like it or not, Nia is a threat.
Nia is a threat, yes.
And what will be nice to see is putting, and is putting women that are more on like Rhea's size and strength level, not to insult anybody, but to put somebody that is more on Rhea's level physically against her to see what happens.
Indeed. Speaking of big and physical, two big beefy men took to the ring as Ivar took on Otis.
This was just two big beefy men slapping meat. Like, that's all this was.
Yeah, it was.
Like, damn. That's just it. It was just damn.
We had a world's strongest slam at one point, but Ivar came out on top. Good stuff.
It was very good stuff.
Speaking of big beefy men, one is named Bronson Reed. He interrupted Jey Uso, who set out a resolution that he is going to win his first ever singles championship. Bronson wanted to remind him, well, those plans may not happen because I also have plans on becoming a champion this year, and told him not to get in his way. I'm here for Jey Uso and Bronson Reed.
I'm fine with that. I can deal with that. Let's go.
I am here for that. Also on this show, we had Kofi Kingston take on Ludwig Kaiser. Mentioned that Giovanni Vinci will be out a number of weeks due to what happened last week on Monday Night Raw. These two men battled to a double countout, but what the big story was the attack after the match. They started brawling, and then Kaiser threw a chair right in Kofi's face, and then drop-kicked him face-first into the steel steps. And basically, Kaiser was like, I'm the only one here representing Imperium right now. And last week, Kofi took Giovanni's head, so this week I took his.
Nice.
This was good.
This is really good.
It's good. It's nice little under the radar type storyline that's going on. I like it.
It's building.
It is in fact building. It's building an undercard, which is all really ask for right now. So there you go. We had the women's tag team titles. Now let's talk about the men's tag team champions. That are Damian Priest and Finn Balor. And it was one-on-one Finn Balor and Tommaso Ciampa as DIY. Cut a promo walk into the ring that they want to be the next WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions. And Tommaso beat Finn tonight with a little help from Gargano helping, tripping up Finn Balor. It's a fine match. This is the right start. The single champion got beat in a singles match. You build to a tag team title match. I wouldn't mind seeing it at the Royal Rumble to give them something to do because we need some matches for the Royal Rumble. At this point,
we do. That undercard thing. We need that undercard. You know, we're 2 weeks away. We need a card, y'all.
We got two Royal Rumbles and matches and a Universal Championship match so far. So card needs a little bit of a stacking up, but that's fine. We'll get it as we go. But yeah, so DIY is going to be a future tag team champion, maybe? We'll have to see.
I mean, I can think of worse things than DIY being tag team champions.
So they dared a video with R-Truth.
Oh my god, this.
Oh, so good. He told his whole story about how he became part of Judgment Day. It was fantastic.
Again, applause to the Photoshop work. I don't know who did it, but well done. Bravo. The Undertaker cover was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite was, he talked about everything they've gone through. And he said they're a real family now that JD is gone. He also mentioned Dom and Nick Mysterio and said that Nick is his brother even though they've never met. Dom and Nick. Damien found that funny.
Jamie did find it funny.
But they told JD to handle business tonight as he took on The Miz. R-Truth got involved. The Miz got the win over with a little help from R-Truth. Truth was helping up Dom and got pushed aside. And next week they want the problem handled. They want the Truth problem handled, as it looked like next week we're getting Finn and Damian taking on Miz and R-Truth. That should be good.
That should be really, really good.
And I believe the other JD and Dom are taking on a DIY next week on Raw, so that should be good as well.
Truth is doing this so well. Like, he's just the perfect injection into this. It's just wonderful. I love it so much.
Really good. We then had our World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins come to the ring. He said they're a few weeks away from the World Rumble and World WrestleMania. The one thing he's never done is taken a world title into WrestleMania. He's been on the marquee, never been on the marquee, but that will change this year. He said he's worked too hard and too long. He said he took a title that didn't exist a year ago and turned it into the most important prize in the industry. He's talked about being a fighting champion, a workhorse champion. He said that work is not done. He said who he will beat at the grandest day. Try to figure out who he'll beat at the grandest stage of them all. There were some Punk chants, and he goes, in his dreams, maybe. He talked about how stacked the Raw roster is, and then that brought out Jinder. We got another appearance from Jinder.
They're pushing Jinder, man.
Mm-hmm. Mahal said, of course Rollins was singing his own praises. He said he was more of a revolutionary 5 minutes last week than Rollins has been during the last 5 years, that he's called himself a revolutionary. Mahal talked about the fans in Portland called him the degenerates on every street corner. He said, Rollins has a platform, but he brings no change and throws temper tantrums when either things don't go his way, even when the show is off the air. Mahal then talked about Seth Rollins overlooking him and not giving him opportunity. He said, he's beating Randy Orton with ease. He said, Rollins' disrespect would not be tolerated anymore. He said, he sees through Rollins. Mahal says he sees Rollins, has Rollins' attention now for the first time in a long time. Rollins was like, okay, sure, you're right. We have been overlooking you, but that wasn't an accident. It's been done on purpose. He said everyone was trying to forget about you, Jinder, until you showed up the last week and The Rock put your balls in a vice. Rollins admits that Mahal showed up again, and, you know, after what The Rock did to him. However, Rollins said he did not appreciate Mahal ruining his party and getting in his face. Rollins said that if it's sick of being overlooked and want to do something, that the people would remember him forever. Rollins dared him to take a swing. Come on, swing at me. Swing at me, Jinder. Swing at me. And Mahal didn't budge. That's what I thought. Same old Jinder. Rollins turned away and then got hit from behind. They had a back and forth. Mahal would end up bailing. But we're pushing Jinder.
I mean, I can't complain about them pushing Jinder. I really can't. Like, I like Jinder personally. So I think he's a good feud for Rollins to head into the Rumble with. He's somebody that Rollins can kind of flirt with, especially before whoever Rollins is going to face at Mania becomes apparent. So it's a good tweener feud. And also, Seth kind of jinxed himself. Like Seth said, I've never taken a title into WrestleMania or World Heavyweight title, whatever he said. I've never done it. Baby, you have until April. You have to make it to April. Do you know how far away April is right now? It's January 8th. You have at least two pay-per-views you have to get through. Plus, weekly appearances on Raw and house shows. There's a lot of time, a lot of runway between now and April.
It is 12 weeks. It is April 6th is WrestleMania. That is for sure. And here, you said it'd be for the Royal Rumble, but apparently it's next week.
Okay, but wouldn't it... Okay, think for the lols. Think for the lols. Seth loses the title next week on Raw to fucking Jinder, and then he's got to get it back.
Is Jinder going to hinder Rollins?
Think about it. Just think about it. It's not going to happen. It's not.
No.
They will not pull that trigger. But for the lols alone, just for the... And I don't mean lols. Like, I don't mean it to be meme, because Jinder deserves a title. But...
He had his
Just mind. Let me have... Just let me have it. Anyway, he had a... He didn't have, like, a... He had, like, an awkward run, from what I remember. Because I don't remember a lot of it.
He's Jinder, so, you know. Friend of the network, by the way. Friend of the network.
But, like, just think about it. Like, that's... Seth has to chase going into Mania, because Jinder's like, oh, I took your title, and now it looks like you're gonna have to go to the Royal Rumble to get it back. Like, just think about it. Just for the shock and the surprise and everything like that, it would be amazing.
You know me. I like when the internet meltdown.
Internet rage. I'm here for the drama and the tea, okay? This would be such drama. This would be wonderful. And they won't do it. I know they won't. I know. Unless, like, something happens with, like, Shinsuke and he fucks Seth. That would be funny, but it won't happen. But just Jinder winning next week and taking the title, because Seth was like, oh, I've never taken a title to Mania. Baby, you got a long way to go.
I have a feeling next week ends in DQ and we get the rematch at the Rumble. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But I don't know.
Could be.
Because they gotta get Rollins on the card, right? Because it doesn't look like Rhea doesn't have a challenger, so that's how it's not going to be on the line. I don't think Io's defending at the Rumble. Roman's the only one defending so far, so they gotta get another major title on the line at the show, because you can get away with, what, 5 matches at the Royal Rumble? Because with the 2 Royal Rumbles being an hour? You need 4 or 5 matches on that show. You gotta get Rollins on there against somebody. And Jinder is the type of person that works in that situation, even though we haven't seen him forever. He is a former World Heavyweight Champion, but he's someone you don't need to have in the Royal Rumble. You put all your top contenders in there.
Because they're not gonna put Dwayne in the Rumble.
Dwayne is not gonna be in the Royal Rumble, no.
So so presuming that Dwayne and Roman are going at Mania, which we all pretty much assume, although it's looking likely that it may be Australia.
It's not gonna be Australia.
It could be. We can't count it out.
We mentioned this before, but it's 5 a.m. for The Rock's last match. I just don't see it.
Stranger things happen at sea. But anyway, the point is that it's very likely that Seth challenger, or the challenger for the title that Seth holds, depending on if he holds on to it for Mania, is going to happen in the Rumble. It's likely going to be a Raw winner.
Yeah.
And then Roman will be challenged by either whoever wins at Elimination Chamber or The Rock. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if Roman holds the title, which it's very likely he will.
It is 100% locked that Roman will probably be going in the
WrestleMania. At this point, it's just LOL Roman wins. Like, you don't even pick against him anymore, because it's like, there's no point. They're not going to take the title off of him. It's just laughable. So it's like, it's just going to be Roman. So when they do it, when they finally take the title off of him, it's going to be this huge shock for everybody. But, like, for now, it's LOL, Roman wins.
Yeah. Main event of the show was Cody Rhodes and Shinsuke Nakamura. It was supposed to be a one-on-one regular match, but while Cody was being interviewed, he got jumped by Shinsuke Nakamura. They changed it to a street fight, which means we got a little bit of blood. We got a table at the end. And a Cody Rhodes victory. Good main event.
This is a really good main event. This is a really fun main event. I realized Shinsuke was not bleeding at the mouth. I realized that was his...
It was the mist.
It was the mist.
Oh, yeah, because he did it on the...
The announce table.
Not the announce table. It was on... Yeah, he did it in the announce area. Cody ducked and hit the timekeeper, who I think is Cody's nephew.
Appropriate?
Appropriate. Yeah. Cody got the win. The graphics for Shinsuke are great now.
I love the comic style. It's so good.
It's really well done.
Like, the whole presentation of him. Again, Shinsuke Nakamura in his supervillain era. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. But that was Monday Night Raw.
It was.
Good show.
It was a really good show. It was very entertaining. I mean, they gave you a lot, but they didn't at the same time, because they were up against the national championship game. So it was kind of like, we're going to do just enough to get by, but still make it entertaining.
It was very entertaining. Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back for the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern with all the news from the last month.
Yep, so tune in. It's a news show. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
That means we're talking Kevin Dunn. We're talking all the big signings and re-signings and departures and babies. We're talking babies. There's a bunch of baby stuff. So talk all about it Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, we'll hopefully do the fantasy draft on CB Radio. Hopefully. If enough people are there to do it. We'll do it this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll review the predictions from last year and make some for this year. It's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio programming note, we are not live next week. There is no post show next Monday night, so we'll be back in 2 weeks for another edition of the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm watching football.
The Eagles got the Monday night game. It's playoff season. Rock's watching the football.
We got the Monday game. The last game of the season, probably. But we'll see. It may go better. If only. Chad, if you have that Amazon Prime link, get to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SomaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and back in 2 weeks for the Raw Post Show. Along the airwaves, the Wild Talk Radio Network. You're the crowd!